difference.
Is it just us three today, John?
Yeah.
Check
okay, your... call our meeting to order. We've got a change order.
Mel, do you want to present the change order? There's the microphone if you want. Here it is, sir. Be prepared to sign if he wears us down and we say yes.
All right. I've got a change order here on Ozark Beach that I'd like you guys to consider. This has been approved by the sewer district at their meeting on Tuesday. And I'll go through each item so that you know, I say approved, it's been approved for recommendation to you guys.
I've already read it. Have you read it?
I've read it.
I was sitting in sewer board. I've heard it.
Okay.
Do you want an explanation?
Have a motion?
Well, I make a motion to accept the change order.
I'm concerned. Go ahead.
I'll second it for discussion then.
I'm concerned Mel's feelings might be hurt if he doesn't.
That's okay. Yeah.
Mel, do you want to speak for 11 more minutes or are you
no,
good?
Either I'm way. Good.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries.
Thanks.
We caught you. You thought we weren't that prepared.
Oh, I see. We were actually very prepared.
Don't expect it next time.
Okay.
Don't get used to it.
Under administrative, there is a building operations certification class is going on at Branson Rexplex.
Excellent.
It's an 80-hour training class that Renee would like to go to. I have the literature upstairs. What it is, it's an $1,150 training class that if she passes the test at the end of 80 hours, I believe it's White River, refunds half of the training. So then the 80 hours of training would actually cost us $575 if she passes. We don't have to decide today or tomorrow, but I have the literature upstairs. I'm going to put it in your box, but that's what it's about.
Do we have it in the training
I'd have to look at that budget for next year, too.
Yeah.
It looks like it's a good program for building buildings and grounds maintenance supervisors, because
mm-hmm.
they talk about energy efficiency, they talk about HVAC, best practice. There's 80 hours of physical training. So, anyway, I'll put you copies in your folder, in your boxes, and you guys can look at it. But Renee is requesting that, and just want to make sure that you guys are aware of that.
Okay.
Looking and see, check of the budget and see if we've
got training there.
Training in the maintenance, because I don't know that we would have.
I don't know if we would either.
Got too many things going on in my head. So this training is for just the job she does as our maintenance
correct.
Lead?
Yeah. It's a certification, actually. It's a whole series of classes that go toward a certification if you want. If you don't want the certification, then the class itself would be $1,150. But if you go ahead and get the certification at the end of the 80 hours of training that you get,
thank you, Mel.
Then you get 50%. A refund from White River, because the whole, look like from reading just overview, the whole concept is if there are more educated building maintenance managers, they would use less energy because they knew what the best practices, how to run the HVAC, the lighting, and all the things that go along with what Renee does.
So that's why White River's involved.
Correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
Okay.
So yeah, I have a list of the classes, a little summary of each class. The days she would be gone, like I said, 80 hours is still a lot of classes. It goes from the next, it looks like, and I haven't talked to Branson, it looked like Branson put this class together, brought someone to do the class, and probably some area people are going to come in and go to this class, it looks like.
Gotcha.
So it's not just for Branson, not just for Taney County, it's for the region, it looks like. But,
okay, anyway. So we need to look at our budget for next year, because it'll
training.
Be next year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, very interesting.
And then the other thing we have, that's COPS. This is the from an executive session for later on today.
Okay.
And that can wait, too. I'm good. You got anything else in the next 6 minutes?
FYI, I got a phone message this morning from Mike Schofield, our juvenile
mm-hmm.
director, and Rick had mentioned it to me yesterday.
I saw that email.
In the budget is... there's a request for a part-time person, half-time, I guess, or
mm-hmm.
something. And Rick thought, I think I'm speaking right here, assumed it was raises, didn't recognize, and, of course, we didn't hear Mike speak. I did have I think I may have mentioned this already, conversation with John Grubaugh from Christian County, mm-hmm. and he had made mention about it. So somebody needs to call him. According to Mike this morning on the phone, Christian County approved it. That's halftime position.
Okay.
Their part.
Part of the half.
Which I think is 55% of it or something like that. It's more than ours, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
So, I guess we need to post it. Bottom line, we need to post that issue.
He needs it to get his budget finalized. I got the email on it. Man.
So do we just need to have him repost it then?
We just need to post a budget discussion
for tomorrow.
Budget
again?
Discussion.
Or do we can squeeze it in?
No, we can't squeeze it in today.
It would need to be posted anyway, I think. I mean, yeah, I think we ought to post it.
We
need to do it Monday as far as that goes.
Well, I think because of the way we've got the budget now listed, we're going to probably need to do it
tomorrow's fine too.
Tomorrow, let's try to squeeze it in tomorrow.
Okay.
Rick, so any changes to the budget you make now have to be done by an order. You can't just say you want to change, you have to make a motion.
Yeah. Right.
We'll post it for tomorrow, maybe at 9:15 or so. What time is it now? I know we have a legislative affairs meeting.
Yeah, and that there's a grant that for Rockaway that I was hoping to
go to.
Okay. Which one I was going to go to, so that wouldn't be a good time.
Is there a way we can just have you talked to Mike?
No, I just heard him. He left me a voicemail yesterday. But I mean, I think I've got the information together. I mean, it's going to be a question.
I mean, is it something we can just discuss individually with him and then come back and just do a phone conference and a vote?
That's fine with me.
I mean, that's if we all talk to him individually, we can be ready to have it.
We're in a partnership with
right.
Christian County on this, and they pay half of the expense or a percentage of the expense, I should say, and then we pay a percentage.
What if this is something new. What if we just posted it for 1:00 tomorrow and
do a phone vote?
And we can do a phone vote.
Okay.
Do like you're saying.
Just fine.
Visit and call Christian County if you need to or want to.
1:00 tomorrow?
Is that all right?
That's fine.
Just call in and.
That's fine.
And if it's more detailed, then we can put it off to Monday if we had to.
All right. Well, as soon as I'll let the ladies upstairs know that. So.
Okay. Thank you.
You want to have a 2-minute recess so we switch hats?
That's fine. Yes, recess. Good morning, Bob.
Morning.